and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 93 of Geek Grills. A couple of housekeeping announcements. Thank you to those of you that are joining us live, which you can do every week now, by the way, at twitch.tv/geekgrills. A couple housekeeping things. We love our patrons. We are actually 100% supported by our Twitch love, our Patreon support. So our Patreon is actually going to be making a change. We're going to be moving from our monthly to our per episode. We just feel it's a little bit more appropriate, especially because that way you can feel like you're supporting us on a per episode basis. And hopefully that means that we can shift up some things there too. And so make a change, check your Patreon. I want to make sure everybody is supporting at a level that they can comfortably support at. And I just want you guys to know how much we appreciate it. That's patreon.com/grills. That's G-R-I-L-L-S. And also you can become a patron if you're not already. So maybe this will motivate you to become a new patron. That would be great. So we are, in fact, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests, like today, do gather to record topical conversations, and we offer it to the masses. So I am the Jen, and I am joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Linda.
Hello.
And September, also known as 9 of 12.
Hi.
Yay. In full clarity, too. I'm so excited. And today we have a special guest. So this is Fenocchery. Hello.
Hello.
So we had her on. I had Nine and I both got to meet her, hang out in Vegas, had a really great time. And so it was a pretty obvious choice to have as a guest as soon as possible. So super happy to have you today. And I can't wait to share with our audience a little bit more about what you've got going on. So yay. Thanks for coming.
Anytime.
So what have you all been up to, you crazy kids? Linda, what's your week been like?
Mostly recovering from sickness. I am feeling much better, obviously.
You sound much better.
That's good. It turns out I actually had a fever when we were recording last week. It was low enough that I didn't realize it because it was just above into fever territory. So I actually, like, when I took my temperature, I was like, oh, that's why I'm all, like, head in the clouds.
Once upon a fever dream.
Yeah. But I am feeling much better. This past weekend, I recorded with my Glitter Dice folks our 21st episode, because we do monthly episodes. So we made it a drinking episode, because podcasts and legally allowed to drink in America, something like that. So we had, like, beers and, well, one of us had beers, one of us had blueberry hooch, and I had orange hooch, so there was that.
A bunch of hooches.
A bunch of hooches. Bunches of hooches. And that, actually, that night, as they were sobering up, we all binged for the season of I'm going to say this correctly, Agretsuko, which is that anime on Netflix about the death metal singing.
It's amazing.
Red Panda.
It's amazing.
It's really good.
It's so good. I love it so much. I don't often recommend the whole first season.
I've got the whole first season, so hopefully they'll make a second season, because it was one of those delightful things. It was just delightful. So I really enjoyed that, and I was like, maybe could do some of the, like, makeup, maybe for a con, do the little symbol on the forehead, that kind of thing. I don't know. We'll see.
I love that the sales floor is, like, just a pile of people drinking too much Red Bull, and I'm like, I know that workplace. I have been there. I, in fact, work in one.
Oh, my God. Kelly was like, oh, God, they're doing a hell, like, the end of month, like a hell week, a hell, end of month thing, and I was like, I'm sorry. I feel for you. So that was funny.
It's really good. I like anime, like, well enough, but that is really, really great.
It's just fun, and it's not, it's, it deals with some issues without it being like overly heavy. And
shitty
I like
boss.
It.
Shitty yeah. boss.
Yes,
I love that part. That's like my favorite part.
I love well, and I love the beautiful lesbian couple that like the super like put. They seem super put together, and then you actually get to know them, and they're really just like. Just as kind of messed up as you are, but everybody has those people at work. They're like, how do you come off like that? And it's true. They're just, oh, normal. Anyway, so good. Oh, I'm so glad you saw
it. So that was my week.
Yay. And Ember, what was your week like?
Well, I did take a look back while Linda was talking. For more about Hooch, go back and listen to episode 77. Just say.
Yeah.
I've got a new cam, as people who are in our Twitch live can see, after much grief, not telling the story. I applied to Spotify and iHeartRadio. That should hopefully find us some new folks and make it easier to find you. I mean, a lot of you probably use iHeart and haven't thought to put your podcast there, but in a podcasting group that helps you know, with a lot of people who are launching, and we're like making sure everybody knows this so that they can just apply and hopefully get on once they're a bit established. We've been around for 2 years, so I'm pretty confident we'll get approved by them. I saw a new jerky recipe on the internet. So I don't know if you're interested in this, Jen, but it's got Dr. Pepper in it.
I'm in. As long like, as I'm not paleo.
A lot
I'm
of
in.
The other same stuff, like onion powder and garlic, like the one I already make, and Worcester instead of soy. So I'm really keen on this idea, and I want to make it.
It's really funny, because I took my jerky to work, because I was eating it on snacks, because it was month end, and I'm all like, I need jerky, month end sucks. And one of my coworkers was like, what's that? I was like, it's really good jerky. Here, have a piece. And he came back later, and he was like, do you have any more of that jerky? And I'm like, no, it comes from North Carolina. And they're like, oh, you, like, order it? And I was like, no, comes from my friend in North Carolina. So, sadly, we will have to wait until she makes more jerky. I'm sorry. Oh, it was so funny, though. He was so bummed. He's like, oh, it was good jerky. He, like, told somebody else. Somebody else was like, hey, can I try some of that jerky? I'm like, oh, shit. Now we've got, like, a whole thing now. Oh, man.
Man, if it didn't involve, like, I could do it as a business, but it would be way too much too fast, I think. For my little oven, and you have to have health inspectors come to your house. I want nothing to do with that shit.
So. Oh my gosh, yeah, the rules just to be able to serve at like a festival. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to distribute food.
Maybe we could add it. Okay, if you sign up for like, and you get our giant swag bag, I will make you jerky.
I will make you jerky and or treats if you're choosing. Or Ember will. I could, well, to be fair, I do bake, but still. All right, fun. That is true. That is true. But I do make fudge, and the fudge, surprisingly, ships pretty okay. The fudge does all right. Oh, fun. What have you been up to?
Last week, I published Skeletal Frustrations as 912 has read.
I got to start getting on that record button sooner, because there was just a precious moment in the pre-show where I don't remember the exact line, but it's something like, and then his cock... blah, 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 out of his mouth and something. And then I hear Linda go, I'm sorry, what? What are we preparing? I don't believe I read this. I don't know if I know what's going on in our show today.
That's in our show notes.
I saw her stream today. I went and bought the short stories and read them immediately. So.
Skeletal Frustrations is a horror erotica.
And it's great.
It's the basic description is it's about a masturbating skeleton.
Just let that settle for a moment, everyone. Let it marinate. If I can pull too deep on our metaphor here. Oh my gosh. So you published that last week, and you're working on a new project.
Yep, I've got a new project. Well, technically, it's an old project. I was going through trying to find something I can put up for free on a daily basis, and turns out 7 years ago, I had a novel I was releasing on a chapter a week basis that I had accidentally just randomly dropped, and it had a couple hundred followers.
And you're like, so, hey, maybe we should grab that.
And for like 3 years after I dropped it, I was getting, hey, where's the next chapter? So oh, I messed up. I'm going to fix it. It'll be coming up in a new format. I got awesome plans for it. One second. Things are going to get wonky. But it is called Caged Gods.
Nice.
I like the cover.
So there's going to be more
pretty
stuff. So
yeah, thank you. It's all painted.
I know that we're gonna shout out all the locations and stuff on the internet later, but I also want to just make sure to mention it now, especially because there are those of us live. I've made a shortened link for Fun's author page on Amazon. So YOLO420.com/fun, PHUN. And then the Twitter is @Funokery, which is PHUNOCKERY. So I just want to make sure everybody can find stuff. Awesome. So busy week, huh? It seems like they've all been busy,
like
though. Oh, my goodness. Well, I have been playing video games a lot, as has been the case lately. I've been in Dark Souls Remastered for far too many hours, and it is a hard game. The game is hard and frustrating, but good, but also frustrating. I've been playing WoW, trying to get everything done before the deadline of, there's some things that are going away when the Battle for Azeroth comes, which is August, but usually the pre-patch will kill some of the things and make it so some things are harder to do or not available. So, I have my list of things that I have to do, or that I make myself do. So, I think it's a bird, like the moose last time, right? It's a bird, big flappy violet purple bird thing.
Oh, man, no, I need to make a list.
Ember's like, where's my pen and paper?
I'm like 2 minutes away from flying.
No, it's all good. I'll share, I'll tweet at the Geek Grills, but I have a video.
Just remember, big purple flappy bird.
Big purple flappy bird, not to be confused with big purple flappy other things. And I don't know why it sounds dirty when you say it like that. The
cousin.
Yeah, right? The I'll tweet at Geek Grills. I know. We're in a dirty place today.
I have no idea why that is.
I might have nothing to do with masturbating skeletons as novel or as story concepts, I'm sure. So I'll tweet at Geek Grills. There's a great video that Hazelnutty Games did that's really nice for like here are the ones that you really want to do, or if you want to check it out, check it out. But yeah, so I've been running around those worlds, and then also played Detroit last week. Oh, I didn't play it, actually. I have played it since, but I didn't play it. I watched somebody else play it, and this is incredible. Holy crap. It is insane. The motion capture is insane. The story is insane. It's so good. I cried a lot, and then kept crying, and then cried some more, and then rewatched parts of it, and then cried again. It's really good storytelling. I definitely recommend checking it out. If you're not going to play it, at least check out VODs. There's been a lot of really great VODs out there of people playing through it. And I can definitely recommend, a few. So I'll throw all those into a message to the Twitter. If you're not getting the message yet, guys, Twitter is where you can connect to all the things, because everything goes through the Twitter. If Linda's doing something, we message it on the Twitter. If I'm doing something, it goes on the Twitter. If Ember's doing something, so at Geek Grills, if you want to know what's going on. But yeah, this week was crazy. Lots of video games. It was fun.
I didn't realize you were talking about a game at first. You said, I played Detroit. And I'm like, did Jen join a band?
Yeah, I played Detroit. I'm going to be in Boston next week.
How the hell I missed that?
I'm going to be in Boston next week, guys. No. Yeah, no, it's a really great game, though, honestly. It's really amazing. It was the same studio, I think, that did Heavy Rain and...
Oh, my husband loved Heavy Rain, and I watched him play through a bunch of that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my feels.
Imagine that, but even better, with better motion capture, and just good. Then it's like, I'm going to take some notes.
But I need to write that down for him, because he loved Heavy Rain, so...
Yep, and if you want to listen to me sad sob cry in the background of somebody else's bot, you can check out Curly's playthrough. He got me to
It's called
sit.
Detroit?
Yeah, it's called Detroit Becomes Human or Becoming Human. Really
Detroit,
interesting.
Detroit Become Human.
Become Human, yeah. It's really good. I find it interesting that they used Detroit as the back, like as the backdrop for the story. But I think it's the right choice, especially as you're going through it. But yeah, it's definitely really, 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 really solid.
Is it Detroit or was it Chicago that was like the Motor City, like back in the day?
Well, Detroit, yeah, with all of the...
So that may be what they were going for is like that big industrial kind of thing.
Totally.
Maybe.
Well, and Stephen Isu, yes, I agree. I also stayed up too late because I got drug into that. And I'm just like, I think there were points where I'm just like, I found it's Kleenex again. Like, it's just awful. It's bad. Aww. It's a really good story.
I did see Curly's clip of you trying to cross a bridge in Dark Souls.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that would be my Welcome to Dark Souls video. Yeah, check that out. That's also on the Twitter. Oh, well, Jesus.
Yeah,
I gotta watch that.
I think my least favorite part of it, maybe in the post show we'll share it with the audience. Yeah, it's great. Just fucking wonderful. Could I have said anything? Like, it's one of those things where I'm just like, Jen, you had lots of choices of what could have come out of your mouth hole. And yet, in the moment of, like, sheer panic, my response is, I just peed myself. Like, that's totally, like, yep. Mm-hmm. That's what you just said,
Jen. So matter of fact, like, I peed myself.
yep. That's what happened.
That was out loud.
Oh. That's what happens when you're playing games and such. You don't even know what's coming out of your mouth.
Well, and the thing was, we weren't streaming. And then I'm like, why are you... And, like, he didn't even tell me that he recorded either. And, like, a little bit later, I'm like, why are you slinking behind me like that? And he's like,
because
I needed to get the OBS shot of you crossing the bridge and meeting the dragon for the first time. I'm like, you motherfucker. You ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's good. It's like, okay. All right. So with that, let's talk about other people's news.
Right.
Oh, gosh. I think it's about time for the Geek Grapevine.
Okay. I added a couple things. I don't know if somebody wants to take the first one.
I saw it. Like, I actually saw the article on NPR, actually. And
what?
So I copy and pasted it, and then I saw that someone had already posted a similar article, and I was like, we can just have that one then. But I have an article down below that's kind of personal to me. So
all right. Anyway, so it. Benedict Cumberbatch, who some of you know is Sherlock, and some of you know
Badminton Slappyback,
Doctor Strange, and
Smaug.
He
Smaug.
Smaug. He fended off four muggers attacking a Deliveroo cyclist. So it's like a bicycle delivery service. So he's taking people their lunch or whatever. And he was in an Uber, and he saw somebody run up to the cyclist and whack him in the head. And he made his Uber driver stop. And he jumped out, and he ran over, and he, like, got rid of this gang of, like, four muggers, scared him off. And what a neatest things is it happened like right around the corner, like near Baker Street.
Yep. Superhero for reals.
Right?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Can you imagine that happening to you? I would be so stunned.
Can that happen to me with that and about eight other actors that I can think of that have participated in the MCU, also female as well? I have a long list.
All of them. Just all.
I would like to be rescued by any of them.
And it was so sweet because he apparently gave the cyclist like a hug at the end. He was like, you okay? The cyclist was probably like, oh God, what?
I am okay.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. Oh my God, what is my life?
That's so crazy. Also, Deliveroo, what a delightful name for a service. Anyway,
it is.
It's just like, I think ours is what, like Grubhub, and like, they're all crappy sounding, like Deliveroo. That sounds so Deliveroo. I don't know. That's a terrible accent that I'm never going to attempt again.
There's one I downloaded. I used when we were in Vegas. I don't remember what it was called though. Some kind of roo. And I had mixers drinked it. I was like way too wiped out to go to the after party, but I saw posts about it. I was like, I just like ordered somebody else to go to 7-Eleven and take you guys mixers.
I'm like, please, please deliver.
There's my contribution. I'm out, man.
All right.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yay.
Do it.
My husband showed me this trailer, and you can watch it on the site. I will put it in the links in the notes. But holy shit, I was so excited, and I'm going to buy this gadget. I don't have a lot of gadgets. I don't have like little Go Tappy watch. I don't have any of that stuff. But Pokemon is coming. Two Pokemon games. Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee are coming to the Nintendo Switch, and I have a Switch, and you can use one controller to throw and catch and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's also this nifty Pokeball Plus that you can use it instead of the Joy-Con. Hmm. So it's like you're throwing a Pokeball, and you can take it with you, and it lights up, and it says,
Pika!
And it has a joystick in it?
Yeah, yeah. And you can, with the Kanto region, my understanding, there's not as much detail in this article as I've read otherwhere, but the Kanto region stuff that's being released with those games, you can transfer. Like, you can go out, do your Pokemon Go stuff like I do, and then get home and transfer those Pokemon into your Switch version of the game.
Wow. So are we finally getting some of that integration that we've been, like, that you guys have been asking for? Like, some kind of, like, Pokemon take and stay, and basically you can Pokemon whenever and however you want?
Yeah, and I think it seems like it's going to be a much better way of tracking. The Pokeball Plus, besides being a controller and a replacement, you know, for your Switch controller or an addition, it works as like a GPS tracker. So a lot of the not having to drain your phone all the time trying to walk your Pokemon to get your candies, you can pick a Pokemon, basically put it in the Pokeball and take it with you.
Oh, for the DS for Heart Soul and
Silver and Heart Gold.
Yeah, yes. You had the little Pokewalker.
Yeah,
where
I forgot about
whatever
that.
Whatever Pokemon in there, you popped it onto your thing and walked.
Yeah, or what some of us did, we would sit and play video games, and you'd hear us all, and it sounded like we were all fapping or making fapping sounds because we're all just sitting there tapping
just
while in
like
queue,
this.
Like league queue, like.
So hopefully, I hope this goes a long way. There's kind of this big schism between Pokemon Go players and Pokemon players, like, man, you're not hardcore enough, or I know this better than you, and this is going to allow some two-player play to be integrated with Go. So
what I'm hoping for with it is that they add in where you can actually finally battle other Pokemon Go players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
that's what it says. It's got two-player play. So.
Might have to get this little gadget for myself as well.
I just want to stop putting Pokemon into grinders and, like, give them to other people who don't have them. I mean, it's just what it feels like. Like, you're like, here, have this one.
You cannot convince me otherwise. They are going to a farm. You get paid in one candy for taking them to the farm.
That is
what's
happening. I misinterpreted that completely.
It could be.
You were thinking of Grindr without any?
Yeah. Yeah, the app.
Hey.
Now I'm just imagining an app for the Pokemon that is like Grindr.
Swipe right.
You take your Pokemon to Grindr and just, like, pawn them off onto people.
Cool. Poke grinder.
I think there's a good reason they don't have trading, though.
You know, that's not my kink, but I'm not going to shame anyone for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to yuck your yum. It's fine.
I think it'll become a money problem.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. Soylent Pokemon. Oh, God.
I'm gonna cry.
All right. So, news. Other news. This is probably the news that is personally relevant to Linda, considering it's Georgia. So
it's Georgia, yes. So it's personally relevant to me. Starting next month is the Hands-Free Georgia. The Hands-Free Georgia Act, which means if you are caught holding your phone while you're driving, you can get fined for it. You can get a ticket.
Okay, wait. So is it just phones
however,
or handhold other stuff too?
I shall elaborate. Continue.
I'm interested.
Drivers will no longer be allowed to cradle or hold a phone or other electronic wireless device behind the wheel unless they're making an emergency call. You cannot use more than one button to answer or use a mobile phone, and you cannot reach for one if doing so requires undoing a seatbelt or standing up. So there's that.
So basically it just gives more credence for people that are just like, oh, but officer, oh, I was just there, and like whatever. And
yeah.
Not to mention the fact it's grounds for them to pull over a whole lot of people. Are there already, like, racial profiling issues, like, with people getting pulled over? This just seems like another avenue for that.
Well, it does go on. Drivers are allowed to use GPS, voice-to-text features, and can make and receive phone calls hands-free. Single-ear headphones and Bluetooth pieces are acceptable. If a driver doesn't have a Bluetooth-capable car or device, using an earbud with a mic on it is a good workaround. It also allows for in-car navigation, communication, and entertainment systems.
So here's my one issue that with this that's just really confusing to me is, like, what if you have, like, your GPS pulled up and, like, you don't have a thing that holds your GPS? You're just not allowed to look at your map now unless it's yelling at you?
Yeah, it's cool. Like you have to either have something that can hold it up so you can see it, or you have to have it yelling at you.
I wonder... That's ridiculous. About my watch. Because when I have navigation on my phone, my iWatch will
hands-free.
The direction on there. It has a screen that tells me my next turn. And it, like, taps me when it's coming up.
Well, you have to be allowed to look at your GPS.
Yeah.
Don't you have...
kind of really close to handheld. Like... in my hand.
I mean, sure. I'm lucky that here in Arizona, we don't have any of those laws yet. I could do whatever the hell I want as long as an officer doesn't pull me over for it.
Yeah,
but
just don't.
But then again, I lived in, like, Virginia where, I mean, those commutes were, like, 14 days long to get to work. So people would do stupid shit in their car. Like, I would see people straight up shaving their legs. And, like, not with an electric razor. Like, straight up, like, shaving cream, Bix, like, wet washcloth. Like, I've seen some shit. I'm not going to lie. I used to put my makeup on the way to fucking work, and then I'd be, at the light, and it hasn't moved for 5 minutes, and then the guy next to me would honk and be like, and I'm like, what do you want? We haven't moved. I don't know.
I want to do some Lyft driving again, so I bought a mount to, stick it up on my window for the GPS, and my phone was too heavy, and it fell down.
Yeah. Like, people used to read books. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like... this is probably a good thing. I just feel like that's really vague and ridiculous. I think that if you want to say, like, hands-free calling, sure. But, I mean, that's stupid.
We already have an anti-texting law, so...
sure.
But I know a lot of people, they're not texting like this. They're texting down here, like, below the
right,
the
so
line
right.
of the
see
window.
The phone, but you're looking away from the road.
Yeah.
All right.
So... I don't know. I don't know how much of a help it's going to be. I don't know if it's just there to try and get more people pulled over.
I just feel like there's a racial issue here that's really concerning.
OnStar probably lobbied like crazy for it.
Right now, it looks like the ones that are kind of in charge of this, although, you know, all of the police are supposed to be watching out for it, but it looks like it's the Georgia State Patrol that is they're the main ones that are like the push behind it. So they're probably going to be the ones like on the highways really looking for this. I'm not sure how much it's going to affect street level. I don't know yet. Obviously we're going to see what happens on July 1st when this goes into effect. And they do say that they're like, they intend to issue a great number of written warnings and have a lot of conversations before they start doing any big ticketing. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, it's more law catching up with our tech, which keeps coming up, right?
It's true. And like the hands-free thing has been around for a long time. Like California's had it for 10 years now. I mean, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was shocked when I moved to Arizona and found out that we didn't have that law here. And I'm like, cool. So I'm going to get back to playing my video games. I'll drive it. No, I'm kidding. Joke. Don't do that. I feel like I said it. And then I realized I don't want anybody to think that I'm out there driving while please contact the gen directly if you're concerned about no.
But they actually have the penalties listed here as well. like first time offenders, it's a point on their license and $50 fine. Second offense is two points and $100, and third is 3 points and $150.
So what happens when you get more points on your scoreboard? How does that work?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think there's a certain number of points you get before your license gets revoked.
Sure. That makes sense.
But I don't know. I actually don't know how many points that is.
Yeah, I don't know. That's super weird.
The last time I got pulled over was for a out tail light. It's the last time I got pulled over, so.
Oh, my goodness.
It's different state by state, and a lot of times you hear about, like, you have to go to a driving class. Like, if you get a moving violation, you get 2 points on your license, but you can get them removed and get, you know, regular day and nighttime driving back by going to, like, a class where they tell you how to drive, which, you know,
I think I did that online when I got a ticket. I got a ticket that was, like, I only remember this because I got a ticket that was, like, a cop who was a total asshole. I was driving to work, and I was having all these problems trying to, like, get my car registered because Illinois didn't believe that I had a license plate that they had issued, which was weird. Like, I would literally walk into the DMV and say things like, I didn't hammer this myself. Please help. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I just want to register my car. And so I couldn't get my shit figured out, and I was driving, and this guy pulled me over, and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, work. And he's like, why is your registration all screwed up? And I'm like, here's my folder with, like, all of my DMV crap, because I'd been going so many times. And he's like, well, that's not my big concern. My big concern is you being on your phone. And I was like, yeah, I was definitely not on my phone. I was like, I have this headset in my ears. Like, why would I use a phone when I literally have a Bluetooth headset in my ear? And he's like, well, I don't know, but I know what I saw. And I was like, not to question you, sir, but do you think perhaps maybe it was this can of Rockstar that is silver that I was drinking out of that may have looked like my phone? I don't know. Mm-mm. And so because he wanted to make sure the point really hit home, he gave me a speeding ticket for going 40 in a 45, because there was a little bit of traffic, right? So I was going 40 and a 45, but I was given a ticket for going 40 miles over the speed limit because if I was using my phone, I should have been going 0 miles per hour. And when I went to court, the judge backed it up, and I was like, cool. Awesome. Yeah, that's totally how that should work. Ugh. So, I mean, like, yeah, the speeding ticket was like $1,400, and luckily was 5 miles per hour shy of being reckless driving, which would have been really great. But, like, they had the rule for a long time. It was like a $150 ticket if I had been using my phone. So it's kind of like, I guess I shouldn't have argued and just let the guy give me a stupid, like, you used your cell phone ticket. But I don't know. I just think it's a little aggressive to be like, you can't even touch your phone while you're driving. Like,
one button dialing.
Are they going to get rid of stick shift? I mean, holy shit. Like, I think that's more involved than holding a phone in your hand looking at a GPS sometimes. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have opinions and feelings.
I don't know.
I like all my voice-actuated stuff so that I don't pick up my phone.
Right?
So.
Well, it just means that for me personally, I'm going to need to pick my music before I set out because I have a bad habit of grabbing my phone and picking through the music I want to listen to while I'm driving. So I just need to not do that. I need to pick my soundtrack before I go.
I love Siri. I just tell her what to do.
Yeah. I need more of me just yelling at electronic devices in my life. That'll generally be great. Oh my goodness.
Computer, do what I say.
Do the thing. I got a speeding ticket and had to go to a class once, and I literally had to go to this really shady place that had cages over the windows in this little room and sit with a bunch of people. And the dude came in, put a videotape in the machine, left, locked us in and left, and then, like, came back to let us out when the video was over.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you expect, like, a fight?
And I had to, like, pay for it. And then the points came off my license because he signed a piece of paper. It's a good thing a fire didn't break out. I mean, whatever.
I guess. The only speeding ticket I ever got was the first ticket I ever received. I was driving myself and two of my college friends home after we had sung in, because we were we were in a choir at a church that was giving us money to be in, like, it was, I don't want to call it like a tuition thing, but like they gave us scholarships to be in this choir for the church. So we had sung the Christmas Eve mass, and then I was driving them home, and I got that thing where I tuned out of what I was actually doing on the road. And it there's a specific name for it where you kind of blank out, but you make all the right, you know,
like autopilot. Went on
yeah,
autopilot.
Like an autopilot. Yeah. Except I was going really fast because I wanted to go home and I wanted to be there for Christmas morning. And I passed by Noonan, which they always post cars outside of Noonan. I knew that, but I blazed past them anyway. And he pulled me over and he looked at me and he looked at my passengers. He was like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm just trying to get home for Christmas. Like, literally, that's all I said. And he was like, okay. So he wrote me the ticket. He was actually very nice to me. I was very nice to him. But he wrote me for going 94 in a 75.
Because he was nice enough to give you the one-off or whatever.
It was one under from getting my license taken away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, jeez.
I don't think I was actually going that slow. I think I was going faster than that, but he was nice to me, so.
Yeah.
I was very lucky.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right? Right? Someday I'll have to tell the story of how I knew my license plate was screwed up and the time I got pulled over in a somewhat similar situation. Oh, that'll be a fun time. Oh my gosh. So today we have fun here as a guest. Hooray! So I want to introduce everybody to just who may not be aware of this lovely lady and all of the awesome things that she does. So just first of all, like, give them an idea. I know you've got a couple works that are published. So as an author, what is actually available? And just at this point, just so people can find your thing.
Right now, available, that's completely edited, and you can pay for it and read it on your Kindle, or you can email me for any other file format, is Johnny Kazoo and Skeletal Frustrations. Johnny Kazoo is about a child prodigy of the kazoo who grows up and realizes he has more important things to worry about, like gelatin and horses. Mm-hmm. And then Skeletal Frustrations is about... on the surface, simply put, it's about a masturbating skeleton. But as we all know, everything is not as simply put.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to read Johnny Kazoo, but I'm looking forward to it. I do have it on my Kindle, and when I'm traveling this coming weekend, I will probably be reading that on the plane. So how long have you been, as somebody who writes myself, and many of the writers that I have met, usually it's something you've been doing a long time. So have you always been a writer? Is there a point where you remember kind of just like dedicating yourself to, I am going to write?
The first time when I realized that I should actually be focusing on writing was in sixth grade, when there was this get to know your classmates thing. And someone had put on there, they were getting published. They were like, self-publishing this book about how to get girls. And everyone thought that I was the person who's
getting... I would love to know what the sixth grader thought that they knew about how to get women. Like, I would like to meet that kid and see what that sounded like.
He's currently in prison.
Oh, see? Well, that's that went pretty much the direction I would have expected it to go. Fantastic.
Oh, and everyone thought it was me. I'm like, fine, whatever. I might as well do the whole writing thing. I've got nothing better to do. I'm already reading. And I actually got my first story published when I was 14. Hmm. Like, major publication. It was in Playboy. Totally illegal.
Total underage publishing in Playboy. That's great.
Yes. It was underneath my creative writing teacher's name. So she got the publicity. I got the money.
Hey. That is, I had not heard that story. That delights me. yeah, that's pretty great.
Also in high school, I won a couple competitions, national competitions on, there were a few magazines doing, hey, we need a story about anti-bullying. We need a story about anti-suicide. So I wrote stories for that. I won, like, I think altogether in high school, I won about $1,000 in competitions just writing. And then I kind of stopped writing there for a few years. Try to die, not like of my own volition. I caught meningitis.
Oh, wow.
Started a family. And just this last couple years, I've been getting back into writing.
Well, glad that you have. It's been really great watching you like progress just as an author too. And getting one of the things that I find really interesting is that you actually do a lot of your writing on Twitch.
Yeah.
Which the reason I find that the most interesting is because I think Ember and I recognized that we both had listened to the same episode where JF DeBow was on Mind of a Geek and talking about how, like, oh, yeah, so I was, well, I mean, it's not like I can write on Twitch. And then I think it was Mike TV who was like, well, why can't you, though? And it made him kind of, he was talking about how it made him pause and go, okay, well, maybe yeah. I can do that. And then I, you know, I've watched your streams and hung out, and it is something that can be done, and I find it really interesting. So what made you decide to start doing that on Twitch?
For about a year or two, I was playing video games on Twitch. I'd be a couple of JRPGs and stuff like that. And then I was also trying to squeeze in my writing time as well. And I went, screw this. I like writing more than video games anyways. So I might as well put that on Twitch and see how that goes. I had been working on a book, which I basically scrapped, took all the good stuff, and turned it into Roll a Story, which is basically roll dice, figure out where the story's going to go, as you might have seen on my stream.
Yeah, that's actually probably one of my favorite things. It's just roll the story, and it's like, all right, what? But then we don't know what's going to happen. And, like, there's, like, the weird, like, over-planner in me, which is why I never get around to writing as much, is because I fiercely over-plan, and then I feel like it actually destroys the creativity sometimes. It's like your approach is kind of radically the opposite.
Actually, with Roll a Story, I purposely roll up the next story a week in advance so I can actually at least plan, like, get a skeleton of the story set up.
Sure.
And then have a solid ending.
See, like an A and a Z, and then like maybe a couple points that you kind of need to get to, but then from there it's just go.
Yeah, and sometimes like with the mermaid story, transitioning tides, I had a ending in mind, and then one of the midpoint plots changed it completely, and went, oh no, I should do this instead.
Well, that's any good DM, you know, that they're basically you're just doing that with writing.
It's true. So, that's actually, yeah, that's my philosophy for running a game. Definitely,
you have a beginning point, and then you have your ending, and wherever the players go in between is just kind of up to them, and you hope that you can kind of steer them in the direction you were hoping they'd go.
Basically, yeah,
I love it.
Because they're all your players are like, squirrel. You're like, no. Okay, we're going to make it a talking squirrel because you really like it. But get back to the main storyline.
Can you please stop murdering my helpful NPCs that you need for later in my story? No. Oh, okay. Can you please kill the actual bad guy?
Destroying the magic items. Like, don't do that.
No. We had that happen in a LARP where there was this guy who was running this LARP for a long time, and he like made some, I'll run it down as quickly as I can. But basically, it was like a hole that goes to oblivion, to like nowhere. And so the idea was, is he created the hole, and there was supposed to be a plot, and the players were supposed to figure out how to close the hole to oblivion. And they all got together and were like, holy shit, we got a fucking garbage disposal now.
I know.
And so all they did was start taking, he'd be like, oh, look, this homeless guy gave you this staff that makes you want to kill people. And they'd be like, garbage disposal. And then it'd be like, hey, oh my God, we got this ring that's linked to some ghost lady that won't shut the fuck, oh, garbage disposal. And after a while, he's like, what the hell? And they're like, dude, like, you gave us a garbage disposal. And he was, oh, man. Nobody wants your plot, buddy.
We had a joke in one of my older LARPs where we were talking about, it was after the movie Sparta came out, or 300 came out, and we were like, we just need a kicking pit. We need a kicking pit for the NPCs we don't like. So if they come in and they start acting all big and bad, we're just like, okay, let's take them to the kicking pit because we don't want to deal with them.
Good. See? Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you had times where it's gone, like, much differently than you had anticipated? Like, the story, like, as you're progressing along, the story just, where it really, really surprises you? Like, where it ends up?
That's what Transitioning Tides did, because I have a couple plot sets I just grab because they're convenient, and Transitioning Tides was going to be a vengeance story, and then it transitioned into more of an acceptance story, and screw what life has given me, but not the people who screwed me over, and it got really weird.
That's actually really interesting, though. I like the sense of that. You've got more coming up, too. I know you said you've got a lot, just in chatting with you about your writing. You've got, right now, plotted out pretty far as the projects that you're working on. And it's going to be a stream of of stuff coming out on your side.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
How hard is it to get published on Amazon?
It's actually a lot easier than it sounds. Learning how to compile and properly format the file itself is a pain in the ass, but literally you just go to Amazon, say, hey, I'm an author. Hey, here's the file. Getting a cover of the right dimensions is a little tricky, but you just throw everything up there. They verify you. It takes up to 72 hours and bam, you're published.
That's crazy that we're in a world now where you can just do that and just cut right to it, especially with so many people buying books on Kindle. That's how I got, what was that stupid, I don't remember the name of it. Remember that stupid series that I was reading that I had to finish?
Oh, you were going on and on about how trash it was and you couldn't stop?
Garbage. It was absolute garbage. It was some fucking free published shit on Kindle, and I was like, okay. I started reading the first one, and now I want to know what happens to the characters, but this is horribly written and terrible. It's bad. It was bad, 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 bad. But I guess that's probably one of the things that, you know, I guess that's another good question. How do you, you know, what are you doing to differentiate yourself from, There's, you know, there's like that idea of like, oh, well, if it's self-published, how do you differentiate yourself from that and kind of climb above the other, like, all of the self-published stuff that's available on Amazon these days?
One of the drawing points I hope to make is that I do live stream all my writing.
Right.
On top of that, I do have a Patreon that allows everyone who subscribes to me, even a single dollar, to read every single one of my rough drafts. And I try to be very interactive with my audience. And I just try to go, hey, I'm right here. Love me. I love you.
I love it. That's awesome. I think that's really, I think the interactive side of it, I find really interesting. Just as a reader my whole life and loving books so much. Of course, I think all three of us are. Like, Linda and I, we're all readers. So, but how interesting would it have been to, like, interact, like, thinking back on books you've read over the last several years, like, if you could have gotten that author to, like, sit on a stream and, like, hash some things out, I think that'd make it a lot more interesting for me on some of the stories.
It'd be so cool, because I actually saw one of the panels that I went to at Dragon Con a couple of years ago. Mercedes Lackey was on the panel, and so she was talking live about, you know, world building, but if I could have had that, like, earlier when I was reading more of her series and more than once, that'd be really cool.
It's like another level of appreciation of their process.
Yeah, totally. See, that's exactly what I'm thinking. That would be great. Really interesting to be able to
I just went fun stream today and was horribly distracting. It's like, oh, I do know you. You were in my lap. And
yes. Yeah, Fun's known to be in the cuddle puddles. That's like a thing.
No. It wasn't even a cuddle puddle. It was the
car ride.
In pain from Sunbun's luggage jamming into my thigh. The other half of me was in 9 of 12's lap.
Yeah, Curly, it's nice to meet you. You didn't actually have room for that.
Yeah, a fucking tree in the trunk.
You literally did have an entire tree in his trunk, though, I heard.
What?
It was like, he had like all this wood, and we're like, the hell are you doing? He's like, well, I don't know, I drove out here, like, whatever.
Sunbun's luggage and Fun is like half on that, half on me, and I can't put my feet down because there's a crate on the floor. Also full of stuff, and just kind of shoved in this pile.
It's so nice to meet you.
This is going to be a great car.
You have a very nice lap.
I'm imagining the car pulling up and just leaves are like spilling out of the, and like branches are coming out of the trunk.
No, luckily it was cut wood, but it was a lot. It's a lot of wood in his truck.
It was a lot of wood.
I tried to talk him into
the toilet. And then there was another computer in there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And a computer.
A ton of... I was trying to talk him into, like, taking a bunch of the logs and setting it up on the sidewalk there by the parking ramp as if there was somebody going to have a fire and, like, leave a box of Soylent and just, like, let people wonder what the hell happened there.
We're having a Soylent con here at the corner.
Oh, man.
Oh, internet. Friends are fun.
Yay. Hey, you know when you start off, like your first few minutes of the trip or something like that, it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good old time, dear Lord. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to repeat again, just so everybody can find it. So yolo420.com/fun, P-H-U-N, I made a little link there. That'll go right to the author page. Also, Amazon gives you the ability to like follow authors and do some other things there too. So check that out. You can keep them on your little... And by the ability to follow, I mean that they track everything that you do. So if you go to her author page, they'll forever know.
Follow me on Goodreads through Amazon.
Oh, yeah, Goodreads,
Amazon's
yeah.
Cool like that.
Amazon owns everything. I forgot. Yeah. Goodreads is now an Amazon thing. I've been, like, using Goodreads for forever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, why does it know so much about my fucking Amazon account? And then I'm like, oh, okay. That makes me feel a little bit better about the fact that they know everything I've read for the last 15 years. Yeah.
That's how I felt like with like I signed up for Wish, and yeah. I didn't realize that they were affiliated with Facebook, so that it started like tailoring stuff from on Wish to Facebook and cross posting, and I was like, "What is happening?"
And then, yeah, that's dangerous. That is very dangerous.
I like it and I hate it because I do find things that I like, but I also hate how much. Oh, it's crazy. Oh my gosh. Well, remember, you can chime in. You can be here live on Twitch. You can also chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com, or you can give us a ring at 508-474-5577. And as I've mentioned, you can tweet us at geekgrills. We will respond. We will check your shit. We like to announce everything there on our Twitter. So definitely check that out. Give us a follow. But, at this point, I just want to make sure that Fun is feeling like she's been properly marinated, because it's about time for us to get into the grilling. So I hope you're ready to be grilled.
Oh, yay.
It's that time. All right, so I'm going to give you some questions. Now, this is really just rapid fire-ish. I say ish because I do sometimes like the additional information. I can't call it rapid fire anymore because it's never rapid fire. But I'm going to give you a few questions. First thing that comes to your mind, we're going to learn a little bit more about you. So if you could meet anyone, living or dead, who would you choose to meet?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Interesting. Okay, cool. If you were reincarnated as an animal, creature, ice cream flavor, drink, food, what would it be?
I was going to say skunk, but now...
but now I'm confused by my other options. Skunk, really?
Mint chocolate chip flavored skunk.
Okay.
There you go.
I would hang out with that skunk. That'd be cool. And probably less smelly skunk, if I'm thinking about it. Oh my gosh. What's the worst gift you've ever received you can think
of. Oh, geez. I was kicked out of my dad's house for Christmas once. That was
a shitty gift. Boo! <Yeah. laughs> All right, what's your best gift that you remember receiving?
A Kaligo reset.
Oh, how old were you?
I was 14.
That's a really good gift at that age. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I used to just do that stuff anyway. Just like notebooks of weird, like me writing my name over and over again.
That's what I used for the cover for Caged Gods. That was all freehand calligraphy.
That's awesome. I love it. So if you could choose to stay a certain age forever, what age would it be?
I would probably do 22 before all my health problems hit.
Yeah. You're still young. Oh, I feel so old. Oh, why do I feel so old? Oh, okay. All right. So here's one that's kind of relevant. What would you name the autobiography of your life that you're obviously eventually going to write? Won't hold you to it either. We'll let you change it between now and then. But
Fun Times of Candace Soar.
Oh, that's great. Guess. That's so good.
P-H-U-N?
Yes. I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Well, you have survived the grilling. Good job.
Yeah. Am I medium rare yet?
Oh,
my
gosh. If
that's what you want to be.
I mean, you get to be whatever you prefer. It's all you. Oh, man. All right, grills. What are y'all anticipating right now? Linda, what's coming up for you?
This weekend is the Garden of Destiny's LARP. They're doing two events this month. I don't know how, because I've run a LARP before, and I know how much work that is, so kudos to them. They're doing 1 3-day and 1 1-day, so this is the 3-day event. I had to put together a whole new outfit for my character, a swimsuit-based outfit, because the plot staff warned us there's going to be multiple water modules, which is the June 3-day, so I'm okay with that. So I have a cute little swimsuit and a little cover, but it's actually, it's looks kind of like a kimono, sort of, the cover does, so it's very 20s-esque.
Huh.
So it goes with my character, and I've got a little sun hat that I'm gonna... I've been eyeing the feathers that I've got over there on my craft, my craft center, so I'm gonna probably make a little cheap fascinator, because she's gotta be super fancy, because I'm a crazy person.
Fascinators are like instant fancy too,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
It's just gonna clip right on the hat, and it's gonna be made out of the really cheap feathers from like Joanne, so I don't care if it gets wet.
Nice,
yeah,
love it. Amber, what's coming up in your world?
Well, probably tomorrow doing Rob's EX raid because he got the pass and I didn't, but it's at like 5, and he won't be done with work until 5.
Honey, I'm gonna need to steal your phone, and then I'm gonna go do a thing.
Exactly. It's like as we were starting recording, my raid team people, like the Mystic people in particular, we don't want any Mystics to move it, or, you know. And they tagged me, like, "Are you gonna make it? And what time are you gonna be there?" I'm like, "I don't have a pass. Stop it."
But I'll probably
just take his phone. He can deal. I want to say I'm looking forward to more E3 leaks, but I'm not. I want us to do an E3 show, but it's like the day after our next recording date. And I'm like,
well, no, it's not.
Well,
E3 isn't until
everything.
A couple of days later. So here's the fun thing about E3. We used to have E3 happened on E3, and then, which is actually like Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And then what happens is they're like, okay, we're going to start doing our announcements beforehand. So there was like E3 day zero and then like E3 minus one. And then this year, they're really just trying to make it real special, and now we've got E3 minus two and minus one because shit starts on Saturday, which is crazy pants. So I'm with
it's
you.
Like this...
Yeah, it's like, when is E3 then?
Well, I mean, like I just went to their website, and it said it was the 12th or the 14th, so I figured
right.
It started the day after our next show.
That's like the slow Dragon
right.
Con creep. Just every year, yeah. Dragon Con like starts a little bit earlier.
Right?
Soon it's going to be an entire week.
It's like pretty soon it's like the entire month is now dedicated to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
We're all going to stay. It's going to be like Burning Man, except a month long and weird cosplayers. So, I mean, it's not
but with
much
so many
different.
Game announcements.
But...
Like, what are they going to have left?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot, though. I think I'm expecting some big announcements this year, especially because there's been such limited announcements at the last few cons. So I don't know. I'm excited, but I'm with you. It is kind of weird. It's like, okay, so what's the point of checking in on E3? I don't know. Anyway, I'll get there.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. Fun. What is on deck in your world?
More work.
Stream and work. Work and stream.
Yeah, streaming and working.
Find all the links. I was gonna say honorary girlfriend, but then it's like you just get to be a girlfriend. I feel like it's been a while since we've had a female guest, or we can just say girlfriend. Like, I'm excited about that. That's kind of fun when we get to do that. So I'm going to San Diego. E3 starts this weekend, so I'll be participating in coverage, as I've been informed with Curly.
Cool.
I'm going to see Night Attack live, but Curly does a lot of coverage of E3, and with that stuff happening so early, he doesn't go, he just covers it on his stream, so apparently we'll be participating in some of that. Vampire, I don't know, whatever. I pre-ordered it, it's out, so I'm going to download that and probably start playing it about 10 to 15 minutes from now. I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, that's what's going on in my universe. Trip to San Diego. Yay. I'm looking forward to that for sure. See some California ocean too, hopefully, while I'm there. That's my plan.
You could see the Whaley House if you wanted to.
Oh God, there's so many things I want to do, and it's so, I have such limited time. That's what makes it so hard. But I'm also going to, I'll also get to see Jury and Schwood and Sunbun and other people at the Live Night Attack. Oh, I think BioCow might be there too. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good time. That reminds me, folks, we are live. So Ember, let the folks know when and how they can hang out with us.
Yeah, please do remember that you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern.
We promise there won't be any schedule changes until Jen's work gives her more schedule changes. It's so unfortunately true. If you do have the ability to, and I want to remind all of our patrons, if you didn't catch the message at the top of the show, we are changing to a per-episode format. We want our patrons to feel like they are paying for exactly what they're getting, so we're now moving to a per-episode. So do reassess your patron level if you are a patron. If you are a patron on Patreon already, otherwise, remember, we are wholly supported by our subs here on Twitch, our bits here on Twitch, and also our Patreon. So you can become a patron if you're not already at patreon.com/grills. That's GRILLS. And we would very, very much love for you to come and support us and get cool swag. And yeah, it'd be a fun time. Be part of the fam. And if you don't have, if funds are not allowing you to support us financially, there are things that you can do that don't cost you a darn thing.
Yes, you can leave us reviews on your podcast catcher. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, and you can help us spread the word on those places. So that would be really great.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, all the places, all the things.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. You guys can have like some kind of West Side Story fisticuff in chat. I do not care. Come hang out with us. And where can everybody find you on the internet, Linda? Where can the folks find you?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. Like I said before, we just recorded our 21st episode, so next month on the first when it comes out, it's going to be drunk Linda on the podcast. Tipsy Linda on the podcast. I wasn't super drunk, but we tangented a lot. Lots of tangents. It was really funny. You can also find me here on Twitch under the name TrueNoob. That's TRUN00B. This is where I do my creative streams. I make plushies. He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die! Yes, that.
We didn't have an update, so I wanted to use it anyway.
We didn't have an update, so we gotta do that. I'm gonna be working tomorrow at 7:30 on the Squirtle. That's the next one I'm getting into, so.
Yeah, I'm sure after MomoCon and everything you created for MomoCon, I can understand like not having a creative stream, being sick this week. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to watching you crochet. It's fun.
And I might have to buy the Squirtle for my husband.
No, no, just what is it? When you just the hand, none of that.
No dismembered Pokemon this time. No Pokemon giving me nightmares about their limbs being separated from their bodies. That would be great. I was still slightly traumatized by Charizard with his arm? Oh, his poor little arm. Oh my gosh. Ember, where can everybody find you on the internet?
I can be reached at 9 of 12. It's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch. Okay. And I'm looking for feedback because I've been thinking about doing a political podcast and people have been asking me to for years. And I was like, no, no, no. And then I heard Jury like today say, well, politics would be great on Twitter, but nobody but me has the balls to do it. And I'm kind of like, oh, fuck, I have to now, don't I? So let me know what you want to hear.
Yeah, he's good with the call outs, huh? I like it. Yeah, some of us have just been encouraging you to do that for like ever. Forever and ever. Yeah. And
she's gonna make me mad enough.
And ever. No. And fun, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, where my new project's gonna be posted eventually in like a month. I'm on Facebook, Patreon, Amphinocry, everywhere, including Twitch, of course.
Yeah, and that's PHUN.
You can even search
on Amazon and Goodreads. I'm working on getting into Barnes & Noble. That's a little harder than Amazon, though.
Yeah, get that for sure.
That made it really easy today. I was like, I wonder if that'll work. And I went to my Kindle and into Amazon Books and I searched for Phonocchery. And the stories came up.
I love it.
Yay.
All right, I am The Jen. You can find me, The Jen Says, on Twitter, streaming on twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. I'm planning to get into some more of The Walking Dead, but kind of taking this week off the stream, mostly because I have extra work hours and I'm going on a trip this weekend. So I might get to stream a little bit, but should be able to jump back into it following week, excuse me. Also, you can find absolutely everything I do at thejensays.com because I own it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
Well played.
Well played indeed.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.